Lesbian Vampire Killers. Written by Can't Touch This and read by Wilfriede0815. Fandom, Harry Potter. Relationship, Hermione Granger / Pansy Parkinson. From the additional tags, Vampires, Blood Kink, Minor Character Death. Summary. Hermione and Pansy decide to have a little fun at their 10-year Hogwarts reunion.
I don't want to go,
Hermione groaned, lifting the duvet over her face. Pansy gently pulled the cover off and slowly climbed over to her, gently running her fingers over Hermione's shoulder.
You're the one who RSVP'd, remember?
Pansy reminded her with a raise of her eyebrows. Hermione scrunched her nose.
It seemed like a good idea at the time. But what if everything doesn't go according to plan?
She looked at Pansy wide-eyed, pressing a hand to the other woman's hip, her fingers brushing against her knickers. They were expected at their Hogwarts 10-year reunion, and while it had seemed fun when they had to RSVP, a chance to reconnect with old friends perhaps, she realized she was painfully nervous over the ordeal.
I think it'll be fun,
Pansy mumbled in her ear, laying light kisses against Hermione's neck. Pansy's fingers caressed the strap of her camisole, slowly pulling it down her shoulder.
Do I have to?
Hermione breathed, shivering at the feel of Pansy's mouth against her skin.
I'll make it worth your while,
Pansy promised, slowly brushing her fingers across her breast. Hermione felt the warmth of her touch through her thin camisole. Hermione's hand gripped Pansy's hip tight.
You're teasing,
she accused, placing her hand down the back of Pansy's knickers, grabbing her firm cheek.
What do you want?
Pansy asked softly, her breath ghosting along Hermione's neck, pulling at the scant top and exposing her breast. Pansy left a trail of kisses to her nipple, her hands whispering along her sides. Hermione's breath hitched, her hips jutting out, one hand clutching the blood-red satin sheets, while the other firmly grabbed Pansy's arse.
What do you want, my love?
Pansy mumbled before returning her mouth to Hermione's nipple, circling the taut peak with her tongue. Her fingers simultaneously crept lower, teasing her over her knickers with feather-light taps.
I want you,
Hermione moaned, exposing her sharpened fangs and clutching Pansy's short brown hair. She yanked her up, and Pansy smirked, exposing her own incisors, before pressing her mouth against Hermione's. Pansy's hands moved roughly, their kiss deliciously painful as their teeth clawed at one another's lips, the blood flowing freely between them, dripping out the corners of their lips.
Pansy,
Hermione moaned, as Pansy's fingers ripped her satin knickers, throwing them to the side and leaving Hermione's soaked cunt exposed. Hermione pried her mouth away, pressing her teeth into Pansy's neck as the other witch's fingers pressed deftly against Hermione's throbbing clit. Pansy moaned as Hermione tore at her neck, her fingers shaking as she continued her ministrations, while Hermione sucked greedily on her jugular.
Oh, fuck! Pansy moaned. Fuck, baby!
Pansy dipped two digits into Hermione's entrance, struggling to contain herself. Hermione released Pansy's neck, arching into the woman's fingers, her nerves alight. Pansy taunted her at a languid pace, slowly circling her clit with her thumb while pushing her fingers in and out of her wet folds.
I love watching you squirm, Pansy mumbled into her ear. Don't stop,
Hermione moaned, her nails scratched against Pansy's back, drawing blood. She nearly cried out when Pansy withdrew her hand.
Pansy,
she complained, gripping her short bob, shooting her a pleading look. Pansy offered a slight smirk and grasped Hermione's wrists, forcing them to her sides.
Would I ever leave you unsatisfied, baby?
She asked, softly kissing the skin below Hermione's ear. She quickly yanked the camisole off completely, brushing her lips over the chest and down her stomach. Pansy moved at an agonizingly slow pace, letting her tongue linger along sensitive bits of skin, pausing just before reaching Hermione's folds. Hermione tried to move her hands, desperate to push Pansy's face into her core for the feel of her tongue pressed against her clit, but Pansy's grip kept her pressed against the mattress. Finally, Pansy's tongue lightly drew across the length of Hermione's cunt, landing at her dripping entrance. Hermione nearly shook from the sensation, pressing her scent against Pansy's mouth, her toes curling at the heat that was building, breaths heavy. Pansy finally released Hermione's hands, once more returning two fingers to drill in and out of her.
You're positively soaking for me, aren't you?
Pansy melted against Hermione's clit.
Always,
Hermione managed, her fingers gripping the sheets, the insides of her thighs pressed against Pansy's face. As Pansy's fingers elicited the most sinful groans from Hermione, her fangs bore down on Hermione's femoral artery.
Pansy!
Hermione released a sharp scream at the feel of Pansy sucking against her thigh, all while her fingers continued to work in and out of her. Her entire being was warm, and the hard press of Pansy's thumb against her clit sent her over the edge. Hermione's eyes rolled to the back of her head, her nerves alight as Pansy continued to slowly move her fingers against her, releasing her teeth from her thigh and letting her tongue graze across her folds. Hermione's core pulsed against the motions, her orgasm lingering with the continued press of Pansy's fingers and a stroke of her tongue. Pansy slowly crawled back up to Hermione, pressing a trail of blood and juice-soaked kisses across her stomach and chest until she reached her lips.
So, Pansy whispered, did I make it worth your while?
Her fingers tangled in Hermione's curls, her teeth gently scratching her neck. Hermione moaned again, feeling the warmth once more pool in her gut.
Yes.
Hermione rolled to her side, bringing Pansy with her. She played lazily with Pansy's fingertips and nibbled gently against her neck. Pansy shifted, wrapping her legs around Hermione, her arousal dripping on her thigh.
Good, Pansy grunted, because I'll make sure we feast tonight.
Hermione's lip curled into a smile at the notion.
I'm sure it'll be a night to remember.
So, what are you thinking?
Pansy sipped on her champagne, her eyes darting around the crowd.
Their Hogwarts reunion was as boring as Hermione expected it to be.
Harry and Ron had offered brief greetings and promises that they'd hang out more, which Hermione knew better than to believe. Pansy's friends kept their distance, sending the couple curious looks. Hermione's hand moved from Pansy's knee, slowly creeping up her bare thigh under her dress as her eyes went wide.
Oh.
Him?
Pansy asked, eyebrows raised, a half-smile gracing her lips. Hermione felt Pansy's warmth through her knickers, the anticipation of the hunt ahead flooding her with desire. Hermione nodded.
I think it will be fun.
I bet,
Pansy intoned, crossing her legs to trap Hermione's fingers between them.
Shall I call him over?
Hermione nodded, letting a soft chuckle escape her lips.
Draco!
Pansy shouted, lifting her hand and beckoning the blonde over. Malfoy was as cocky as ever. He sauntered over to them, blowing a few errant strands of perfectly coiffed hair out of his face. He took a seat without asking, leaning back with his arms crossed over his chest, one leg gently crossed over the other. Hermione resisted the urge to roll her eyes at the spectacle he made.
What can I do for you, ladies?
He asked, his tone low.
Funny you ask, Pansy answered. We were hoping we might trouble you for a tour of the school.
She gently ran a finger up Hermione's arm, while purposefully keeping her gaze locked on Draco's. His eyebrows shot up and his mouth gaped.
What would you two possibly need me to show you?
Hermione recognized the predatory curl of Pansy's grin, but Draco seemed to only be further enthralled. She could hear his heart racing from across the table, could imagine his cock twitching at just the thought of being alone with them.
I've never seen the Slytherin common rooms, and Pansy told me that you would have the password,
Hermione answered, batting her eyes, her finger discreetly rubbing circles against Pansy's clits over her knickers. Draco swallowed, his Adam's apple bobbing as his eyes glazed over.
I happen to have the password. I'd be happy to escort the two of you there.
Hermione grinned, slowly removing her hand from beneath Pansy's dress and rising from her seat.
I'm so looking forward to it.
So, Draco?
Pansy asked as they skipped through the hallways. Hermione felt giddy with excitement over the hunt ahead. She clutched her girlfriend's hand as they moved through the corridors.
What have you been up to since Hogwarts?
She asked. Hermione frowned, wondering why it mattered.
Draco shrugged. Oh, you know, a little this, a little that. I mostly just get by on my charm and good looks.
He sent a smirk their way, and Hermione made an effort to keep from narrowing her eyes at the silly man.
Oh, darling, Hermione tugged on Pansy's hand, furrowing her brow.
I'd love to smoke a cigarette before we go to the dungeons. Can we step outside for a minute?
Of course, baby, Pansy assured her.
Draco, come with us, yeah? Keep us safe from whatever monsters lurk out there.
Draco's grin seemed to grow wider, and he nodded. Of course.
I'm so glad you convinced me to come, Pans. Tonight's just going to be so much fun.
Hermione's eyes never left a throbbing pulse of Malfoy's carotid as they made their way to the castle grounds. Once outside, Hermione placed her cigarette between her lips, letting Pansy light it with a snap of her fingers. Malfoy's eyes lingered on her lips momentarily before he asked,
So, you two, how long's that been going on?
Hermione and Pansy shared a brief glance at one another before Pansy responded.
About 5 years ago, I had Hermione over and just refused to let her go.
Hermione smirked at the memory, recalling the tight leather straps wrapped around her wrists as Pansy brushed feather-light kisses over her body.
And you're together?
Draco's voice was gravelly, his eyes darting between them, licking his lips in anticipation.
Yes, Hermione answered, wrapping her free hand around Pansy's waist. But you know how it is, I'm sure. You spend so long with one person that sometimes you need to change things up.
She let her gaze cut down to his waist, her eyes widening at the bulge that sat there. She turned to Pansy, tilting her head to the side.
Would you be willing to help us? Pansy asked, batting her eyelashes at him.
Draco's eyes went dark.
I'm sure. What do you need help with?
In almost perfect synchrony, Pansy and Hermione released their sharp fangs, turning to Draco with matching yellow-hued eyes.
Fuck, Draco mumbled.
His face paled, and he remained frozen.
I'd advise you to run, Hermione sang, and let out a high-pitched laugh.
Draco didn't need to be told twice. He looked as though he was considering running around them back into the castle, but instead spun, sprinting into the Forbidden Forest.
How long should we give him, my lovely? Pansy asked.
Hermione took a final drag of her cigarette before dropping it to the ground and stomping it out with the turn of her heel.
He's in good shape, and I'm hungry.
Pansy rubbed her hands together.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun.
The pair took off, running into the forest at superhuman speed. Hermione loved the rush of the hunt, the feel of the wind against her face and the anticipation of fresh blood. A whiff of a familiar scent, cedar, orange, and a whiff of tobacco, hit her, and she stopped, grasping Pansy's elbow.
You smell him? Pansy asked quietly.
Hermione had always been the more proficient hunter of the two. She nodded her head towards the left, and the pair silently stalked their prey. Malfoy was no match for them. A slight rustle in a bush gave away his position, and Hermione pounced, grabbing his shoulders and pinning him against a tree. She pulled her lips back, taunting him with her elongated incisors. He was terrified, his eyes wide and watering, his legs shaking. He screamed when she pressed her nose into his neck, feeling his warm pulse beat against her, sniffing his glorious blood.
My love, you're not getting started without me, are you?
Pansy cooed from behind them, ignoring Draco's cries for help and exposing her fangs. She sidled up to Hermione, leaning her head against Hermione's shoulder. Pansy scraped a single nail against his neck, letting blood slowly drip from the wound. Her tongue darted out, lapping the blood up slowly. She turned, pressing her mouth to Hermione's, Draco's blood drizzling down their chins. Hermione moaned at the taste of fresh blood.
Together?
She asked her girlfriend, her eyes glazed over.
Of course.
Draco cried out as Pansy and Hermione each pressed a shoulder into him, pinning him once more to the tree, and grabbed a wrist, biting into his pale skin. His screams dulled as Hermione shut her eyes, focused solely on the warm blood dripping down the back of her throat, settling into the pit of her stomach. The arm she clutched no longer moved and began to cool. She sucked greedily, desperate to get every last drop of plasma Draco Malfoy could provide them. She and Pansy dropped him roughly, letting his corpse collapse into a heap on the forest floor. Pansy gripped Hermione's hips, pulling the witch close and kissing her roughly.
That was amazing,
she murmured into her mouth. Hermione felt insatiable, warm and tingly. She pushed Pansy against the tree, ignoring the dead body of their former classmate lying beneath, messily tearing off her girlfriend's dress. Pansy stood nude against the tree, her perky breasts heaving with her every breath, her legs shivering in anticipation. Hermione's lips sucked at her neck, her hands dropping to Pansy's sides.
"Fuck me, Hermione," Pansy cried out.
"Always," Hermione mumbled, her mouth working its way to her breast, her tongue swirling around one nipple while her hand gently squeezed the other. Pansy bucked her hips forward, her hands bunched in Hermione's curls, urging her down.
"Someone's impatient," Hermione teased while dropping to her knees.
Hermione slowly licked the length of Pansy's wet cunt, her tongue landing at her clit, circling the sensitive knob.
"Fuck!"
Pansy cried out, nearly collapsing, pressing her fingers into the tree to stay upright. Hermione never felt as powerful as she did with her face between Pansy Parkinson's thighs. Hermione's fingers slowly entered Pansy's cunt, one at a time, while her tongue continued to move up and down her folds. Pansy moved a hand to Hermione's hair, yanking at the tresses, pushing her closer. Hermione gently let her fangs scrape at her cunt, eliciting a sharp cry from Pansy.
"Again!"
Pansy shouted, pulling Hermione's hair harder. She obliged, her tongue pressed into her entrance, her thumb lightly circling her clit. She sucked and lapped, feeling Pansy's body vibrate all around her, her legs pressing into Hermione's sides, and her hand continuing to yank Hermione's hair.
"I love you on your knees," Pansy moaned.
Hermione shivered, pressing her fingers more firmly against Pansy's nub, moving her other hand to her own cunt, feeling herself on the verge.
"Keep touching yourself," Pansy demanded. "That's so fucking hot, Hermione,"
she cried, her knees pushed into Hermione's head. Hermione felt Pansy come apart under the weight of her tongue and fingers. She pressed against her own clit more urgently, desperate for her release, shaking as Pansy collapsed around her.
"Let me,"
Pansy insisted, pressing her hands against Hermione's own. Pansy kissed her roughly, dragging her fangs over her upper lip, pressing Hermione's own fingers against herself.
"Fuck!"
Hermione screamed, clutching Pansy's hand, her gaze stuck on her partner's nude form. They lay together in the forest, sated and clinging to one another.
"Aren't you glad we came to the reunion?"
The end.